Who's this?
This is Winslow. Winslow is a purebred Chihuahua. His original owner died.
Susan Thompson of the Ketchikan Humane Society holds a small, slightly nervous dog in the Groomingdale's Pet Supply Shop.
She passed away. Her children were not able to keep him, and so they surrendered him to us, and it was very sad for them.
Winslow is one of the rescued dogs, cats, and other pets on their way to new homes, thanks to local volunteers. Before they're adopted, most pets spend time in what's called a foster home. They're socialized, house and kennel trained, and treated for any illnesses, if that's a need.
The Ketchikan Humane Society tries to foster our rescues in a home environment as much as possible so that when we place an animal, a cat or a dog or a macaw or a rabbit or whatever we have, that animal's ready to sort of slide seamlessly into a family home and be part of a family.
But right now, there's a shortage. Groomingdale's owner Gretchen Moore, also society board president, says it will get worse as her kennels fill up. That's because so many people board their pets while traveling for the holidays.
I take the rescue dogs to work every day with me, and I take them home in the evening, but during the day I'm going to run out of spots here because I have a lot of guests that are going to be showing up for the holidays.
The Humane Society is looking for more foster homes, which usually take pets for a few days to a month. John Harrington, another Humane Society volunteer, says Ketchikan also has more rescued cats and kittens than it can handle.
It is so much so that at this point, unless this community comes forward and starts adopting them rapidly, we're going to be moving into a kill process of getting rid of cats all over the place.
Juneau's Gastineau Humane Society has also seen an influx of cats and kittens this year. It also boards dogs, but staffer Samantha Blankenship says it doesn't have so many holiday reservations that rescues will get pushed out. Meanwhile, the society is warning against another holiday issue, pets given as presents.
We, of course, always encourage people not to give an animal as a gift to someone unknowingly. They should be a part of the decision of both deciding to get an animal and choosing the animal for themselves.
Both the Ketchikan and Juneau societies are trying to find homes for older pets. Juneau's Blankenship says they don't usually need house training and are easier to care for.
There's plenty of animals that are in need of homes that are in their senior years that still have many years left, but just maybe are a little bit more mellow than a puppy or a kitten and maybe not requiring of so much effort.
This is McGee, and he's a 10-year-old Australian Shepherd.
Ketchikan's Moore shows off a medium-sized rescue in the society's care. He's in a foster home now, being prepared for adoption.
He's a very good dog, house-trained, minds very well. Unfortunately, he is way overweight and can't have surgery to be neutered yet until he drops about 20 pounds, I think.
The society, like Juneau's and many other towns, spays or neuters all adoptees to limit the number of new strays. This is Ed Schoenfeld.